This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said farmers are strong partners in nation building and that their efforts are greatly strengthening the campaign for a self-reliant India. He stated that the centre is committed to empowering farmers and is working tirelessly in this direction. The Prime Minister made these remarks while addressing a gathering after participating in the celebrations of the Harvest Festival of Pongal, organised at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, in New Delhi today. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan, marking the harvest season, are being celebrated with great fervour across the country today. Observed under different names and customs in different regions of the country, these festivals herald the change of seasons, the sun's northward journey and the harvest of crops nurtured through months of dedication and hard work. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, festivals like Pongal strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat.
हमारी तमिल संस्कृति पूरे भारत की साझी विरासत है इतना ही नहीं पूरी मानवता की ये साझी विरासत है मैं एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत की जिस भावना की बात करता हूँ उसे पोंगल जैसे पर्व और सशक्त बनाते हैं साथियों दुनिया की लगभग सभी सभ्यताओं में फसलों से जुड़ा कोई न कोई उत्सव मनाया जाता है तमिल संस्कृति में किसान को जीवन का आधार माना गया है
Home Minister Amit Shah visited the Jagannath Temple in Ahmedabad this morning on the second day of his visit to Gujarat. Later, Mr. Shah laid the foundation stone for Surya Apartment Section 2 under the Gujarat Housing Board's redevelopment scheme in the Naranpura area of Ahmedabad. In addition, the Union Home Minister enjoyed flying kites with his family and BJP workers on the occasion of Uttarayan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said veterans of the armed forces are the living pillars of national consciousness, symbols of collective courage and sources of inspiration for future generations. The Defence Minister was addressing the Armed Forces Veterans Day in New Delhi. He said veterans contribute to every front of nation building and guide the society with their qualities such as discipline, leadership and courage. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi today said that Operation Sindoor was a defining demonstration of the country's resolve and restraint, reflecting the moral strength and professional excellence of the armed forces. General Dwivedi said this while addressing the National Cadet Corps or NCC Republic Day Parade Camp 2026 in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth tomorrow in New Delhi. Speaker of the Lok Sabha, Om Birla, will chair the conference. 61 speakers and presiding officers of 42 Commonwealth countries and 4 semi-autonomous parliaments will attend the conference. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today interacted with the Speaker of the House of Representatives of Trinidad and Tobago, Jagdeo Singh. He also met with the Speaker of the National Assembly of Seychelles, Azril Arnesta. These meetings were held on the sidelines of the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth. In Thailand, 29 people lost their lives and 65 others were injured when a construction crane fell on top of a moving train carriage this morning. The train was heading towards Ubon Ratchathani province in northeastern region of the country from Bangkok. China has reaffirmed its support for Iran's stability, stressing that Beijing consistently opposes interference in the internal affairs of sovereign states and the use or threat of force in international relations. The remarks were made by Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Lin Qian. Iran's security crackdown on nationwide anti-government protests is being described as the most violent in the country's contemporary history, with human rights groups reporting that the death toll has crossed 2,500. And in men's cricket, hosts India were 181 for 4 in 37 overs against New Zealand in second ODI of the three-match series in Rajkot when reports last came in. Earlier, New Zealand won the toss and opted to field first. Indian team is currently leading the series 1-0 after winning the first ODI by 4 wickets at Vadodara on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.